This morning on the KSRO live line, we have Army Corps of Engineers Lieutenant Colonel Travis Rayfield with us. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the phone today. Look forward to talking to you a bit.
Yes, absolutely. And so when did you get to town? Because you are a new voice for us from the Army Corps.
Yeah, Pat. I've actually been here for a while. My normal job is I'm the commander for the San Francisco District. And so that covers from the Oregon border down to SLO on the coastal range. So I've been here for a while, but in terms of being physically in the recovery field office, I've been here for a little over 10 days. Made sure I did a good transition with my predecessor, Colonel McFadden.
Yes.
And I think we're well positioned to keep moving forward.
And speaking of moving forward, where do we stand with the debris removal process? I know we've got to be very far along.
Yeah, that's right. Our volunteers from across the United States that have come out for the Corps of Engineers have done a lot of great work. For the overall mission, we've removed almost two Golden Gate bridges worth of material from across four counties. Here in Sonoma County, that represents about 1.5 Golden Gate bridges. If you look on our Facebook or our infographic, it'll show that we're about 80% complete. But what that doesn't show is a lot of the properties, the physical work is done. What we are doing is we're waiting on the soil testing and some of the final preparation to be complete so we can send the final letter to the local government and the county can then determine if it's ready to rebuild.
And
so we're really doing a great job and moving forward.
Absolutely. Much progress. And we are nearing the 6-month point since the fire. It's hard to believe. But speaking of the soil, Lieutenant Colonel, a question that we keep getting from KSRO listeners is, okay, once the foundation has been removed by the Army Corps of Engineers and its subsidiaries, then, of course, some of the soil has to be dug up to make sure that there are no contaminants involved in that, hence the soil testing. Some people are wondering why in their particular lots so much more soil has to be removed than the place next door to them.
Pat, that's a really good question, and a lot of people ask us the same thing. I think the best way to think about it is the Corps of Engineers' job is to do the soil testing and turn over those results to the local government. But we want to make sure that we get good results on the test. So once you get beneath the foundation, every foundation is a little bit different. It's designed for a unique site. It'll have a base layer of gravel or sand underneath it that'll be a little bit different for each site, and we'll scrape that off to get to the soil. And as you know, each site being very specific, once we get to the soil, we're going to send that off to a certified lab. They'll do the test, and if it comes back that meets all California standards, we hand it over very quickly. If it doesn't, we'll do a second scrape for another 3 to 6 inches. So one house may have passed the first time.
Right.
The second house may have some additional characteristics in the soil that'll cause it to do a second round of testing so we can inform the local government of what's actually in the soil.
Well, the county at large, Lieutenant Colonel, has been fortunate in one regard, and that is soil erosion in the burn-scarred areas. I know the Army Corps of Engineers has had something to do with that in terms of preparation and being on the lookout for soil movement. And we have had a fair amount of rain in the month of March, but not enough consistent and heavy rain to move very much of that soil around. And that's good news.
Pat, absolutely. The Corps of Engineers manages two of the lakes here on behalf of the nation. So Lake Mendocino and Lake Sonoma are both run by the Corps of Engineers in the San Francisco District. And that was one of our major concerns. And you're right, we've been blessed to have the soil, especially when you look on the properties, you see we've put erosion controls in place, the best management practices. That's part of it. And you can also see we're leaving some of the foundation components, which we call retaining walls, in place to prevent that erosion and having the soil move down the hill rapidly like what we may have seen in another place. You know, you saw in the news, I'm sure, the horrible events in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
That has not happened here.
Thank goodness. Terrible circumstance for them in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties with the kind of mudslides and et cetera that they've had to endure. And thank goodness we haven't had that issue here. So looking ahead, I know the Army Corps of Engineers is very good at mapping out plans. How much longer would you think that your organization, the Army Corps, will be intrinsically involved in Sonoma County?
So, Pat, for my normal day job, for a long time, for this recovery mission, we're working with FEMA right now and our partners to determine what that timeline is. We're really doing a great job on the original mission that we had, and we're going to stay in place to make sure that there's nothing else they need before we step out. Our glide path is here in the near future. We should be able to transition back to local authorities being the lead of this effort.
All right, very good. We will keep in touch with you with regard to that part of the story, too. Lieutenant Colonel Travis Rayfield, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, we'll talk again soon. And that is the update from the Army Corps of Engineers about their participation. And it has been a long one since the October wildfires hit.